If you're a label reader, this one's for you. Because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house. In small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients. Plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals. And safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler. Just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica. Non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Quantum computing. Brendan Weicker joins. He's of national interest, national security correspondent. You bet quantum computing is national security. He's also a contributing editor of Popular Mechanics. However, we're turning to the highest end of magazines right now, Nature magazine. This is the peer-reviewed magazine in Europe. And it, along with Science, the equivalent in America, spend more and more time with quantum. The most recent excitement is over an article that is entitled in a fashion that you're not supposed to understand the first 50 times you read it. Interferometric single-shot parity measurement in INAS/AI hybrid devices. This is from a team at Microsoft Azure Quantum. And it takes us into a world where there's controversy, great controversy right now about, one, is it practical? Two, is it real? And three, what do we do next with people searching for something called Majorana? That's right, Majorana. It's like the word major with a capital M. Brendan, a very good evening to you. What I understand of this matter, you've taken me through AI and quantum makes AI look easy, is that Microsoft has created a physical object, a chip, and that chip contains two wires or more that are made of a particular substance, indium arsenide, and that wire allows information to flow across along it that is more sophisticated, articulate, complicated than the information that is in our computer. We're zero yes. or one or the other, zero or one. Those wires can contain multiples of zero and one. Brendan, correct me. However, what I'm looking for here is an explanation for what is the practical use of this. Why the fever arguing whether it's real or not? Good evening to you, Brendan.
Good evening, John, and thanks for having me again. Your description is fairly apt. The thing with a regular computer, a silicon-based computer chip, is you're right, zero or one. It's one or the other. It's definitive. With quantum computing, it's zero and or one at any time, and it's playing on a different set of physics entirely. And the assumption is that if the powers that be can develop this technology to its fullest, it will effectively, if not augment, then replace possibly conventional computing as we understand it, giving, this is down the line, of course, giving computational power a whole new meaning. And it could even, when married in theory to artificial intelligence, it could provide, you know, a truly light year leap in the development of both of those technologies, which is why the tech sector is so interested in developing this new technology.
So it's communication of information, and it is has more possibilities than the analog computers we're using now.
Sure.
And in that complication, the word quantum appears because it can be everything at once along those two wires. Now,
yes,
I really got interested when I realized that not everybody agrees this is real, especially not everybody agrees that Microsoft has actually made a breakthrough. Mm-hmm. The headline in a subsequent article of Nature, "Furor over quantum computing claim heats up. Physicists cast doubt on measurements said to show Microsoft chip use exotic Majorana quasi-particles." Now I'm engaged. Now human beings are involved. The article is published in Nature magazine on 19 February 2025. Within a month, there's a standing room only at the Anaheim, California Conference Hall, and Microsoft physicist Chetan Nayak is at the front of the room, and nobody's happy. Either they're claiming that Microsoft faked the results or that Microsoft has exaggerated the results and that there's nothing here. Now, what I understand is these doubts are really good science. What is the nature of the doubting? What do they mean by noise, Brandon?
Yeah. Well, there's a lot of hype in the quantum sector in general. And what a lot of the naysayers, and that's what these people are, they're naysayers. A lot of the naysayers are highlighting the fact that the Microsoft team did not provide basically all of the data in their article. And there's a question as to why. And what the naysayers are demanding is that the Microsoft team reveal all of the data that they are saying proves Majorana is working and real and not some kind of way to boost Microsoft's profitability or to try to give Microsoft the PR win. I would just say that the Oxford scientist, Simon, and I'm forgetting his name now, forgive me, Steve Simon, I would say that he is probably one of the world's leading experts in quantum technology, quantum computing development. He very much thinks this is real. And that article you're referencing, he made a bet with the leading naysayer, a polite bet of a Belgian beer, that Nature will not retract this article in 2 years, which means there is truth to Microsoft's claims.
The physicist doubter is Henry Legg of the University of St. Andrews,
yes,
who's a colorful speaker. He has already published 2 preprints challenging the results and saying any company claiming to have a topological qubit in 2025 is essentially selling a fairy tale. Now, all of this cannot be resolved in this conversation.
No.
I want to turn to the practical use of quantum, if and when. Right now, there's money pouring into the research. Microsoft is an example. It's spending a lot of money chasing something that doesn't necessarily exist, that has physics that we might not have, but does it connect to the world of computing as we do it now, or is this some other universe?
Well, that's an excellent question. This is the goal of the firms that are getting involved, is to make it marketable to the wider public so they can earn a profit. I would just add that the IoTworldtoday.com, which is a very respected trade publication, they have an article out today discussing a new business report that was done that found that quantum computing market is to hit $2.2 billion in investments. And that's because the enterprise adoption is shifting from cloud-based to physical premises-based, which indicates an evolution in capabilities for this sector. I would also point to LiveScience.com has an article talking about the new QNode OS, which is in Nature magazine. They've announced that a new operating system for quantum computers that works with all kinds of machines, irrespective of the type of qubits, and that's those zero and or ones they use, which allows for computers, quantum computers, to be networked, which shows that there is a real growth in this industry, irrespective of what Microsoft is doing, that is going from the theoretical and the lab, going now to real practical applications. And one other thing I'll mention is in the national security domain, D-Wave is now moving toward the physical development of a quantum system in Alabama that is explicitly for unspecified national security mission sets. So I would argue that we are definitely moving into the practical world of quantum now, regardless of what the naysayers say.
One physicist responding after the session, this is from Cornell University, physicist Kim. I would have loved for this to come out screaming at me that there's only 2 distinct states. So you can read it. It's not noise. It's this or there's that. But that's not what I think I see. And then they turn to Anton Akhmarov from Delft University of Technology. And he says, settling the matter, the problem is that both sides are making confident claims. And I don't think either viewpoint is justified. It'd be nice if people would chill out a bit. Simon, there's no evidence anybody's going to chill on this, is there?
There's no evidence. In fact, I would say my deferred stance is usually Akhmarov's stance, which is everybody chill out. But I would say that I think the naysayers on this one are going to be proven wrong. I can't speak specifically the data that's being hidden by Microsoft, but I suspect that generally speaking, quantum computing is here to stay and it is going to grow exponentially, if you will. And I actually personally do believe that there's something to Microsoft's claims.
Brandon
I don't think they'd be making
national interest.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you're a label reader, this one's for you, because your skin deserves more than empty promises. At Hiba Botanica, every formula is made in-house, in small batches using organic, truly non-toxic ingredients, plastic-free packaging, clean, effective botanicals, and safe for all skin types, even acne-prone. No greenwashing, no filler, just skincare that's gentle, non-comedogenic, and designed with intention. Hiba Botanica, non-toxic, plastic-free. Always safe for your skin. Shop online at HibaBotanica.com. That's
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,